Hello, this is Lorena.
Hello, my name is Pablo. I'm calling from Opinion Research with the Public Opinion Survey about Kern County. First of all, are you registered to vote in Kern County?
Yes, I am.
All right, and am I speaking with Dolores Valdovinos?
No, you have the wrong number.
Okay, and are you pretty much regarding my opinion? It's just we could continue with you. Would you prefer doing the survey in English or Spanish?
English.
Okay, and first of all, are you you say you are registered to vote in Kern County, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, uh-huh.
All right, and let me just go here. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting in the election for president, U.S. Congress, and county supervisor and other offices on November 5th? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you don't think that you will vote?
I'm going to vote.
Okay, well, would that be almost certain or probably?
Almost certain.
All right, and thinking about past elections in Kern County for local offices like County Board of Supervisors, do you always vote most of the time, only vote some of the time, or do you not vote in those races?
Some of the time.
Okay, some of the time. All right. And generally speaking, do you think that things in Kern County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
I think they're going fine.
Okay, so right direction?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and okay, now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you don't have an opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. So, Donald Trump?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, Gavin Newsom?
Unfavorable.
Will that be somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Somewhat.
All right. Leticia Perez?
I guess somewhat favorable.
All right. And Kim Salas?
You know what? I don't really know much about him.
Okay. So no opinion or never heard of him?
No opinion.
Okay. And Kamala Harris?
Somewhat favorable.
All right. And will you say that Leticia Perez is doing an excellent, good, just, fair, or poor job as county supervisor?
I would say fair.
Okay, so just fair?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And overall, do you think county supervisor Leticia Perez deserves to be reelected, or do you think that someone new should be given a chance?
Maybe someone you should be given a chance.
All right. If the election for president were held today, for whom will you vote? Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Kamala Harris?
I would vote for Kamala Harris.
And if the election for Kern County Supervisor were held today and the candidates in your district were Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director, and Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, for whom will you vote? Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director, or Leticia Perez, County Supervisor?
I guess Leticia Perez.
All right. And how certain are you that you will vote for Leticia Perez, County Supervisor? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
I'm somewhat certain.
All right. And please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for County Supervisor. Roads and traffic, climate change, jobs and the economy, housing costs, homelessness, crime, county taxes, or other?
I would say homelessness.
Okay. And now let me read you a series of statements about Kim Salas. For each, please tell me whether this is a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Kim Salas for county supervisor. Is that a very convincing? Salas will fight for real solutions to the homelessness crisis. She wants better mental health care and addiction services, more transitional housing, and improved job training programs. What will you give that?
Somewhat convincing.
Okay. Streets and roads in Kern County are in bad shape. Salas will work to make sure that potholes are filled, drains and gutters are repaired, the street lights work, and the trash and graffiti are cleaned up.
Somewhat convincing.
Salas says her top priority is to fight crime by making sure that law enforcement agencies have the staffing and resources they need to keep our neighborhood safe.
Somewhat convincing.
All right. And Salas wants the county to do more to prevent drug addiction and stop fentanyl use. She'll work for more education and better community services to stop drug use before it starts.
Somewhat convincing.
All right, and Salas will work to make county government more responsive to taxpayers. She says East Bakersfield has been neglected for too long, and that new leadership is needed to improve county services like trash pickup, road repair, and parks and recreation.
Somewhat convincing.
Okay. And after hearing more information, if the election for Kern County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director, and Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, for whom will you vote? Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director, or Leticia Perez, County Supervisor?
You know what? Because I am from the east side, if Kim Salas will be able to stick to what she's saying, I would vote for Kim Salas.
All right, and now I'm going to read you a series of statements about Leticia Perez. For each one, please tell me whether that statement is accurate, raises very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts in your mind about voting for Leticia Perez for county supervisor. Perez pled guilty to a conflict of interest indictment involving her voting record as a county supervisor. She paid a $30,000 fine and was sentenced to 100 hours of community service for her offense.
What was my option again?
Very serious doubts.
Option?
So the options are very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts.
Minor doubts.
Okay. As county supervisor, Perez has cut funding for law enforcement and public safety. As a result, crime has risen and Kern County has the highest homicide rate in all of California.
Minor doubts.
All right, and Perez does not show up for work. In her last two terms, she missed more board meetings than all other supervisors combined. In the last year alone, she missed 40% of board meetings.
Minor doubts.
All right. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
No, I'm just kidding. Democratic.
All right. And will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
You said strong?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And thinking in political terms, will you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Maybe moderate.
Okay. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I'm college.
All right, so what were you, some college or four-year college graduate?
Four-year college.
Okay. And in what year were you born?
1974.
All right. And are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
Okay. You or the household member or both?
Both.
All right. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Mm-hmm. Lorena.
Thank you. All right, so this concludes our survey, and thank you very much for your participation and your time, and that will be all, okay?
All right, thank you. Bye.
No problem. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.